An opening ceremony of a new church in Norwich, early in Queen Victoria's reign, the first to be built in the city for 300 years, should have been an opportunity for celebrations. But as rumours circulated of a potential riot, a large number of police officers were posted as a precaution outside Christchurch, New Catton, on November the 16th, 1841. The day before, the Chartists, an early socialist movement which was demanding parliamentary reform and a fairer society, had published handbills critical of the church authorities and especially the rich clergy and bishops. It enjoyed much popular support, building on widespread discontent caused by industrial depression, falling wages and rising prices. One target was the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Edward Stanley, who supported the new poor law and the much-hated workhouses. The stage was set. The police arrived at about 10 p.m. and stood outside the churchyard and along the railways at the bottom of St. Clement's Hill. Shortly before 11 a.m, a brass band led the Chartist procession, with some marchers carrying black banners. Some contrasted the huge incomes of the bishops with the dire poverty of the masses. Another said, "More pigs, less parsons." The procession was led by Thomas Hewitt, and while the band went into the Elm Tavern, he and his supporters tried to get into the churchyard. When they forced the gate, they were stopped by the police. As the service of consecration was taking place, the protests of the Chartists could be heard, as well as the band. When the bishop returned to his palace on foot, he was hustled and jeered. Near St. Clement's Church, more stones were thrown, some hats knocked off, and there was a rush from the crowd. Again, the police intervened and the bishop was escorted home. A week later, Hewitt and 10 others appeared before local magistrates. He was charged with disturbing divine worship and sent to the quarter sessions. The others were fined between £1 and £5, about £100 in today's money. Hewitt was sent to prison for 2 months by the recorder, Isaac Jermy. So ended the rowdy first chapter of the new church, which had cost a total of £2,400, about £187,000 in today's money. At that time, New Catton was almost a hamlet on the edge of the city, and there were fields from Maglan Gates to Sprowston Road. Elm Grove was a cart track between the field, and on St. Clement's Hill, cows were milked on what is now Sewell Park. A gift of an acre of land off Thoroughfare Close, opposite the Whalebone Public House, was made for the new church by Samuel Dennis Page, a brushmaker from All Saints Green. The parish of Christchurch, New Catton, was part of the ancient Norwich parish of St. Clement's, which once included Firebridge Street and the southern end of Maglan Street and part of Fishergate. As it celebrates its 175th anniversary, displays will be at the church in the week beginning December the 6th, and there will be a special morning service on Sunday, December the 11th.